Good morning, everyone. I hope everybody's doing well. I have been looking into something that I find so fascinating, and I think at the heart of it, it really helps explain why there is such a hostile debate between people who believe in the pre-trib rapture and people who don't. And once again, I need to give credit to Aaron at Got a Minute. He said something that really opened my eyes, and that's what I want to talk about today. The wheat, the tares, but also the barley. One of the arguments that has come across my path from people who are trying to convince other believers that there is no pre-trib rapture is the verse in Matthew 13:30, where it talks about the wheat and the tares. And it says, let both the wheat and the tares grow together, and in the time of the harvest, gather the tares first and burn them, and then gather the wheat into my barn. I don't have it in front of me, so I know that's not word for word, but that's the basic idea. And I see a lot of the people who are insisting that there is no pre-trib rapture, looking at that verse and saying, see, the tares and the wheat have to grow together, therefore we are going to be here during the Great Tribulation. Well, the tribulation saints will be, but the bride of Christ won't. It's made very clear in Revelation that there are two groups of people up with Christ in heaven. One of them is up there with Jesus before the seals are opened. They're referred to as the lampstands, described as people in fine white linen, not souls. They have their glorified bodies. That's the church. There is a second group of people in heaven described as souls with no bodies, and they are in white robes and told to wait a while. That's a separate group of people. That is the tribulation saints, two different groups. And I believe there is a good argument to be made in scripture that the two groups are symbolic of wheat and barley. When non-pre-tribulation believers start talking about the wheat and the tares as evidence that we have to be here, they've forgotten one very important point. There was already a harvest before the wheat harvest, and that was the barley. The barley, in scripture, I believe, is representative of the bride of Christ. Although barley and wheat are very similar in look, there is a difference. Very much like the people who have actually placed their faith in Jesus Christ and the people who simply believe in Jesus Christ. There is a big difference between the two. And in the age of grace, the gospel clearly states it's about placing your faith. Salvation is a gift of grace through faith alone, not of works, lest any man should boast. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. That's what it means to be the bride of Christ. Barley is harvested first. And what's fascinating is the symbolism and typology of how barley is harvested as opposed to how wheat is harvested, and the symbolic mirroring of both groups that belong to Christ, the ones who are raptured, the bride of Christ, and the ones who die for Christ, the tribulation saints. The similarities between those two groups and the two groups of wheat and barley are fascinating to me. The harvesting of barley is very different than the harvesting of wheat. Barley is considered the first fruits. Barley is the first harvest. Barley harvest happens in April and May. Wheat harvest doesn't happen until the fall. In a barley harvest, it's actually quite simple. You pretty much just lift up the barley, kind of shake it off, and you're done. There's no extra process that has to happen for that. It's very much the same as the concept of the rapture. The bride of Christ, the church, is lifted up, and in the twinkling of an eye, our bodies are changed. They're not destroyed. They're not milled down to nothing. They're not broken to get the fruit out. None of that happens. It's just simply changed in the twinkling of an eye, and we're up with Christ. Very much like the harvest of barley. Wheat, on the other hand, is always associated with the tares, which is representative of the people who are on the side of Satan. Knowingly or unknowingly, they have not chosen God. And to harvest the wheat is a very different process than harvesting the barley. To harvest wheat, first of all, you have to pull the evil away from it. You have to tear the tares away. And then to harvest the wheat has to go through a very brutal milling process where basically the body of the wheat has to be broken to get the fruit out. Very symbolic of the tribulation saints. So I think there is a lot of symbolism in that. If there is a believer who believes in Christ and has placed some of his faith in Christ, but also believes they have to do something to earn it, that is a group that belongs to the wheat. That is the wheat group. That is not the bride of Christ. According to scripture, there are three distinct groups. There's the bride of Christ, which is the church, which will be raptured in fine white linen. There are the souls of those who were beheaded in the Great Tribulation, which is the tribulation saints in white robes. And the third group is the tares, the people who didn't choose God. Three groups, two different harvests. The wheat and the tares is the second harvest in the fall. The barley has already been harvested very differently than the wheat, same as the rapture versus the tribulation saints. So I think that that could be where a lot of that confusion is coming from. It's not that there are two raptures. There's only one rapture, but there's a very select group of people who will be raptured. That is the bride of Christ. That is the barley. If there's a part of you that is confused right now which group you belong to, the answer is so simple that it's complicated. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. Salvation is a gift of grace through faith alone, not of works, lest any man should boast. Meaning, if there's any part of you that thinks you have to do anything by default, if you believe that, what you are saying is what Christ did is not enough. Christ did not cover my sins. I have to do something for it. If you think that way, if you feel that way, you are in the tribulation saint group. The barley group, the bride of Christ, are the people who have placed 100% of their faith in Jesus Christ, in his blood that he spilt on that cross on our behalf. We have accepted that Christ paid the price for us. It is all about Christ. It's all about what he did. That's it. And one of Satan's biggest weapons that he has used against the church. Satan has sown the tares into the church by playing on human ego, making you think you have to do something, you have to earn something. No, he did it all for us. He passed the test for us. He paid the price. All we have to do is place our faith in that and accept that gift. So don't let anybody confuse you. So I hope that helped. I hope that gave you some encouragement. I love you guys. Stay strong. Keep your head in the word. Keep prayers all around you. And keep your eyes up because Jesus is coming.